You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Herb Lawrence from CHGO White Sox.
And I'm Jay Zawoski from CHGO Blackhawks.
And this is CHGO Tavern Style. It's presented to you by Salerno's Pizza. Head on over to the Grand Avenue location and call 312-666-3444 to make a reservation today. And today, Jay, I'm looking every day at the Cubs and how well they're doing hitting. And I'm like, man, this is a good thing for Chicago baseball. But what I'm not liking out of them is that bullpen. I mean, Edward Alzolay is running on some rough times.
Yep.
We saw that in San Diego. We saw that in Arizona. My suggestion to you,
okay,
to help the city out as a whole, because the White Sox are piss poor, 2-14 as we tape this.
Ooh, that's correct. That's not
and
good.
On a bad team, you don't need a closer. And so with Michael Kopech having two more years left on his contract, I submit to you that Michael Kopech can find a nice soft landing on the north side of Chicago. What say you?
Okay. Well, I need some information here.
Okay.
And here's what I know about Michael Kopech is he was sold as this like next superstar ace, throws fire.
Yes.
Has had some injury issues. Has had some, how do
mental
I phrase?
Health?
Yeah, I would say mental health
issues. He spoke
issues.
Openly
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, openly
yes.
about it, as he should, and that's great. I'm glad he takes care of it and addresses it. That's great. Big advocate myself. What's the money situation? Not that it should matter because the Cubs have unlimited money, but
I think he's making like $3-4 million this year. He's on the second to last year of his arbitration years. Next year, probably like in the $10 million area.
Okay. So here's what I know about Kopech this year. He's been great.
Yes.
I think he's given up what, 2 runs in 9 innings. He's got a sub-2 ERA,
correct,
striking people out like crazy. Not a ton of walks. He's really seems to be taking to this role.
I mean, not a ton of walks is relative, but
relative to Kopech.
Yes, exactly. Yes, yeah. But he still walks a decent amount of people.
Okay.
He's got almost a 37% strikeout rate this year. He's, if you look at his Baseball Savant page, and it's mostly all red, except for, you know, of course, the walks. But I think that Michael Kopech can find, you know, not moving his family, you know, in the offseason, I mean, during the season, so he just stays to the north side, and a little competitive fire there with the Northsiders where they don't really have established bullpen. Like, Mark Leiter Jr. is doing very well this year.
Yeah, but that's it.
Luke Little is big and tall and bad.
Same.
The Cubs definitely need somebody that is locked down because, as Sean can tell you, when he came into that Cleveland Guardians series, he been in the 8th inning and just looked untouchable. Eviscerated the 7-8-9 hitters, and of course it's 7-8-9, but then went against Jose Ramirez, and Jose Ramirez didn't know what to do to him. And that was the last out of the game. He just threw a fastball right down the middle, and Jose was like, what's going on? Like, he threw 15 of 16 pitches were fastballs, and all of them, I believe, were over 100 miles per hour. So he is a fastball mostly pitcher, 82%, I think, right now. Fastball slider, and he mix in a cutter. I think he's thrown like 5 of those this year. So he is very good and very successful in the times he's been out there for the White Sox. What say you, the White Sox trade him to you guys,
okay,
and you send over a top 100 prospect-ish person, like a Owen Casey, maybe a James Triandos, those type of guys, where they're not your top guys. I know you don't want to send Ben Brown back over here.
No.
And you definitely don't want to send Michael Bush, who is not a prospect anymore. He's just hitting a bunch of home runs over here.
Right.
So I'm in that area where your 5, 6, 7, 8 prospects on the Cubs top 30 list are people that the White Sox really could use, because I don't think that the White Sox are just going to be giving him away.
Right.
Now, he doesn't really have a spot in the White Sox rotation anymore because he's so dominant as a bullpen guy. But as I said, there's no value for him doing that on the White Sox.
All right. Well, here's my thing. And why don't we tell him about Salerno's first, and then I'll reveal my answer.
Okay. You can stop. You can stop on by Salerno's on Tap, located at 1201 West Grand Avenue in Chicago's West Town, and enjoy our tavern-style pizza and ice-cold beers. Whether you're headed to the game or want to watch it on our live big screen TVs or watching from home, we got you covered. Go to salernospizza.com or call 312-666-3444. Mention CHGO and get 50% off your pizza. Head on over to salernospizza.com or call 312-666-3444. Or for more information, mention CHGO and get half off of your pizza.
It's a great deal. It's a great pizza.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so here's my concern.
Mercy.
I don't know what Michael Kopech's value is around baseball because of the things we discussed earlier. The injury history. I don't care about the mental health thing, but I think it probably scares some GMs around baseball off. I think that Michael Kopech might have a better reputation here than he does league-wide. I think there's more of a belief in Sox fans saying, like, man, if this kid can put it together, he could be great. And there's Cub fans saying, damn, look at that dude. Like, he throws heat. He's had some success. Like, it just, for whatever reason, it hasn't worked out on the south side. I'm not giving a prospect as high as Casey. To me, I need more injury certainty. I don't know if he's done, if Kopech has been in a high-leverage relief role long enough for me to be giving up a high prospect like that. But
how about Alexander Canario?
See, I mean,
I know he plays. I know he started yesterday's game, but
I know you have to give something to get something, and indeed, the Cubs know that too. What about Kyle Hendricks?
I'm good. Damn. I'm really good.
All right. It was worth a shot.
No.
I would Canario, I would listen on. I would listen on that. I think you could convince me with Casey, but there might have to be a little bit of a prospect sweetener thrown in there, and I don't know the Sox farm system, but I feel like one for one, I'm going to be thrilled with that. Yes, Sean?
Hi, this is producer Sean. Could we get Willie Harris back, third base coach?
No. Okay. Absolutely not.
We definitely need him because ours. Eddie Rodriguez is hella horrible. Well, that's been CHGO's Tavern Style for today. Jay doesn't want to trade any of his good players away.
I'm down. We can talk. I need a little more time.
So as soon as Michael Kopech gets good, he'll be too good for the Cubs, and other teams will be trading their top 100 prospects for him.
Fair enough.
We all silly like the mayor.